Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, Cocaine Cowboy.
Okay, so we teased this last week. Is this something we need to get into?
We could do our general top of the show chat, intro the guest, and then I'll tell this story that I teased last week.
Yeah.
That...
it was kind of a B minus.
Look out!
Yeah!
Look out, America! Here comes one of Jordan's lesser anecdotes.
It has an end. It has a beginning. Does it have a middle? We'll see.
Can I share a very brief anecdote?
Please. So, is it about your bootleg Bart Simpson t-shirt?
It actually is about my bootleg Bart Simpson t-shirt.
It's great, by the way. Great bootleg Bart Simpson t-shirt.
Thank you very much.
I'm a fan of the genre.
So maybe a month or so ago, I bought this bootleg Bart Simpson t-shirt at the flea market.
Mm-hmm. Great place to buy a bootleg. It's where they, I mean, it's like it's their home. You
yeah,
know?
I mean, there's also, you know, a vintage clothing store for $100.
Yeah, geez, right?
They're very expensive these days. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I got this one at the flea market, paid a reasonable price. It was sizable enough for my beefy body.
Mm-hmm.
And my...
it's not a Hanes beefy tea, is it?
No, this is far below the beefy tea standard. Mm. This is a Schmanes.
Yeah. Luxurious hang that a beefy tea does.
Schmanes leafy tea.
Ah, sure.
By the way,
Schmanes, you'll always be hot in these.
If you
Schmanes, like Hanes, but hotter.
Get yourself a steeper and try Schmanes leafy tea. Just instead of bags or whatever.
Right, yeah.
It's just a really different experience.
Well, and there's plastics in the bags.
Yeah.
We're all slowly poisoning ourselves.
Yeah, for dolphins.
All drinks are poison.
Yeah. So so I have this t-shirt, and normally my children do not notice my
clothing. What are you dropping on a bootleg Bart Simpson t-shirt at the flea market?
I think I gave a man $20 or $25 for this.
Great price.
It was new old stock.
A bargain at twice the price.
And I bought it thinking... if this doesn't fit me, I'll sell it on eBay for
$100. Sure, yeah.
But it did fit me, and I was like, yes, I would like to have that for myself.
Maybe we should describe. It's Bart. It's Bart leaning on a skateboard.
Bold two-color print.
Sure. At the bottom is the text, Radical Dude.
Oh, just as Bart has always had been known to be.
Sure. And he is saying via word bubble, I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
It is a classic design in very low quality, mm-hmm. is how I would characterize it. My children normally ignore my clothing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think I look good or cool or anything ever. But they are really
kids.
Into...
what the fuck do they know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're certainly wrong.
Yeah.
I look good and cool and whatever.
Sure.
My children... are super into this t-shirt.
Yeah.
My older two kids have seen The Simpsons twice, mm-hmm. maybe three times. I've been trying, like, they're at the age where I'm like, oh, I could probably show them The Simpsons, and maybe my oldest would get it, and my youngest would not suffer for having seen it.
Sure.
Or my middle one would not suffer for having seen it. But they all are excited that I finally have a t-shirt with a thing they know what it is.
Mm.
And even my youngest, Gaga, he's like, he's really into... just that it's a thing he can see, that it's a picture on a shirt that I'm wearing. Like, he thinks that's great. And he
figured out...
have
you thought about maybe getting some Big Dog shirts?
I know.
Some Big Johnson shirts?
Oh, well, he loves those.
Yeah.
I mean, he really loves
I mean, his personal
dick
motto
puns.
His personal motto is lead follower, get out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the lead dog, be the lead dog or the view never changes.
The view's always the same on the porch with your dick. You got to lick her in the front and poke her in the rear.
Yeah, baseball is life. So,
and of course, no fear.
100% volleyball.
Yeah.
So,
co-ed naked water polo?
Yeah, exactly.
He's saying shirt shit from the 90s anyway.
A racist thing from Abercrombie & Fitch at the time?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they would often have a racist fake vintage t-shirt.
Oh, Abercrombie.
I know, A&F. So, my son Gaga was looking at me at the dinner table tonight, and he's 2.5, and he does not speak that well.
Mm-hmm.
But he looked at it. And he said, and then he looked at his mom and he said, Ma, Bart Simpson always has Tabo. And
always has table.
Teresa was like, did you say Bart Simpson always has a table?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, ah.
Talking about the skateboard.
Yeah.
Talking he was about talking the about skateboard. The skateboard.
Wow. He was talking about the skateboard. Bart Simpson, he's always got a table, Jordan.
Sure. Always tabling around the neighborhood with a slingshot.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a Bart Simpson persona that existed in season one of The Simpsons and on shirts and
yeah.
and like but then now there's been 29 years of him not being like that. It's just this other character that's just like yeah. Dennis the Menace who says damn and then Homer chokes him anyway.
Yeah, it truly is. He did too much back talking
for
America's moms.
Yeah, my mom was always okay with The Simpsons. But yeah, I definitely remember other kids telling me that they could not watch The Simpsons because of the back talk.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Yes. Do you want to introduce our guest? And
yeah.
then we'll talk about.
I'll ask her this question.
Restricted, because she's got children as well.
Our guest is a parent. Our guest,
first and foremost,
yeah,
our guest is an actor and producer, not least on the television program GLOW, where she works alongside our friend Kimmy Gatewood. They also work together in the Apple Sisters musical comedy group. Rebecca Johnson, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm Radical Dude, actually.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So here's my question for you.
Are you an underachiever and proud of it?
I'm Stu. I'm with Stu, Pit Idiot. That was one of Bart Simpson's prank calls when he called
yeah.
Moe's Tavern.
Oh, Bart, always prank calling. That maybe continued for like two seasons beyond that.
That's when I was watching it.
Yeah. I just learned those were
days,
a parody or like an homage to a famous series of prank calls to a real bar.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They are on YouTube, and I watched some of them, and they're exactly the same as it happens in The Simpsons.
Wow.
And it's
not
from one of the
odd...
Simpsons writers?
No, it's just a thing. Just a thing that someone had on a cassette tape they decided to have Bart do. So here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
We know why we were allowed to watch The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm. When you were a kid, was anything banned in the house? A Beavis and Butthead, a Ren and Stimpy, or could you watch all shows?
Well, we didn't have cable,
uh-huh.
and we also didn't even have a VCR. And like in the 80s, like everyone else had one
yeah.
and those things. So like there was no possibility for Ren and Stimpy or Beavis and Butthead.
Sure.
But I did watch the Tracy Ullman show, and I was young,
uh-huh.
and I was allowed to watch that. But
okay.
we were, you know, the classic Growing Pains, Golden Girls, Cosby, you know, like mm-hmm. all the sitcoms
sure.
with the family. And then
I would be worried that Golden Girls would be too horny for a child.
But Golden Girls was like a family favorite.
Sure.
Yeah. So
here,
I was allowed to watch it, yeah.
Here's the question about The Simpsons. I understand why we were allowed to watch The Simpsons is because it's an animated program.
Sure.
So the sass is figurative
mm-hmm.
because it's represented by an animated character, not a human child.
Mm-hmm.
Just as the domestic violence is figurative.
Sure.
The child choking.
Yes, it's slapstick.
Yeah.
It's slapstick child abuse.
It's just goofy. Why on earth were we? Why on earth was I mm-hmm. allowed to watch Get a Life?
Oh, the Chris Elliott show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why was that allowed to be on television?
I barely remember that.
It was so weird. And I'm an adult man now, and I understand why I liked it then, and I like it now, because it is, you can't believe that anyone ever did anything this strange on network television. It's just pure Chris Elliott being Chris Elliott. He was really hot from The Letterman Show back when there were only three cool things on television, and The Letterman Show was one of them, and he was one of the main guys mm-hmm. on there. And there was an episode where he and his dad adopted an alien who was always puking on them. So that was what was going on Get a Life. And I don't know why it was on TV. I don't know why I was watching it. I don't know why my dad took me to see Cabin Boy. I don't think my parents got it.
Right. Probably not.
But they were cool. They were, your parents are cool counterculture types, though.
Yeah. My mom definitely loved Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I know Pee-wee was verboten in your house for being too weird.
Yeah. My mom had it. Yeah.
Really?
My mom, you know, my mom is not a counterculture type. My mom has never done anything cool. I think she went to see Elton John at Dodger Stadium once.
Yeah. I think your mom,
if I could
use one word to describe her, it would be mom.
Sure, yeah.
Like she's very loving.
Classic mom.
Yeah.
She is a pie cooling on a windowsill.
Yeah.
But she's not a bumpkin. You know, she's pretty sophisticated and has great taste in things, you know, that are kind of
uncool.
Kind of the things that she can, you know, that she can consume without, you know, opening up an alternative weekly. She's, you know, has pretty good taste in. And, you know, and I think we talked about The Simpsons as, you know, well, it's a satire. It's, you know, they're showing you how not to be. So, I mean, I think she had a pretty, you know, she had a more sophisticated view of it than the, you know, other moms in the neighborhood. But she definitely, if something just seemed weird to her, it rubbed her the wrong way. So that was Pee-wee and that was Ren and Stimpy were the two big ones.
Funny. Ren and
just
Stimpy
seemed weird.
Is like Rebecca, I didn't grow up with cable television. And in fact, I literally had, you know how you hear about you change the channels with a wrench?
Yeah.
We literally, our TV,
the knob was
you
off.
Had to change the channels with a wrench. There was a wrench that sat on top of the TV so you could change the channels. It was like an 10 or 11 inch black and white TV. This is not in the 70s, but this is not in Sanford and Sons. But anyway, my mom was totally on board with Pee-wee, but .. Ren and Stimpy, not having cable, going over to a friend's house and seeing Ren and Stimpy it was new, I was like, what the fuck is this?
So crazy.
How is this a children's show? It's just all like fart rockets and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Nickelodeon almost felt like dirty because there were things like that. Or even like, you know, it just felt like, oh, it's like salacious. This is not on network.
I could be slimed at any moment.
Yes. Oh.
I just said the wrong thing.
God, that slime was so aspirational to me.
Ugh, to be on a show and get slimed.
Not even just to get to watch the slimings on cable.
Ugh.
Like just that.
Oh, yeah, you can hear about them.
Oh, Jody has cable. He gets to watch fucking slime shows all the time.
Man, and if he sends in a self-addressed stamped envelope to their home office, he could win a Sega Genesis.
You know, I just remembered, and I should have said this when we were talking about The Simpsons, that my dad, we all called him Ned Flanders. That's my dad.
Does your dad have a Flanders energy?
Yes.
Big Flanders energy?
Yeah, like he has big Flanders energy. We were at a baseball game, and one of the players got kicked out, Mookie Wilson, and everybody was like, bullshit. And my dad, swear to God, was covering my ears and screaming, bull dinkies, bull dinkies, bull dinkies. And that was just normal.
It was. Now, did dinkies stand in for poop a lot in your childhood?
Yeah, when I learned the card game bullshit, he taught it to us as bull dinkies.
Bull dinkies.
So I truly.
Did he say, like, you have to make a dinky in the potty?
No, that was jobbies.
Jobbies? Wow.
Dinkies was not correlated. So I see what you're saying.
Sure.
Dinkies was not correlated to poop. It was just like, it's like saying heck instead of hell. It's not like, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. But bull dinkies, he'd say, like, oh, heavens to Betsy, Bev. Like, there's flowers growing in the, you know, he's like,
sure.
He still talks
Mercy.
Like, yeah. He talks
Great
like
Caesar's
that.
Ghost.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, this is interesting because
bring me Spider-Man.
Sure. I was that Great Caesar's Ghost is Perry White, Superman's editor.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, if the comic book
Thank
newspaper
you.
editor.
Thank you. You just saved my week on Twitter.
No problem. Happy to help. But yeah, I guess so, you know, my parents are also Flanders-esque.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, my mom never had like colorful stand-ins for swears, but I never heard her do it herself. And to this day, I watch myself like when I'm having dinner with them. Like I wouldn't say bullshit, or I wouldn't say.
I can't really curse around them. My mom actually doesn't even say butt or anything. She calls it a sit down.
Wow.
And
adorable.
Yeah, and
this is all so fucking cute.
It's
by
really
the way.
True.
Yeah.
And
like I didn't wipe enough and now my sit down's
or
really
she'll,
itchy.
To my son or something.
Got a little
she'll
brown
like,
on the sit down.
She would be mortified. She'll probably listen to this and be like, you know, why do you have to when
Bev sounds great. I'm not gonna lie to you. I like Bev so far.
Yeah. You know what? She's great. She's great, but she even though we lived in New York and Staten Island, New York, it seemed like I lived in the Midwest mm-hmm. in my house with the way they
My maternal grandmother would exclaim, "Thunder turtles!"
Thunder turtles!
Wow.
Thunder turtles!
Well, now, what is that in place of? Like, is that in place of bullshit?
Any vulgarity?
Sure.
Any
I like
vulgarity?
That.
So it didn't simply signify a lie or something like. It was just the go-to.
If she was on a date, she'd be like, "Oh, I got thunder turtled last night."
She'd say that on a date?
If you wonder why I'm walking funny, yeah. I got thunder turtled last
He'd
night.
Be like, yeah. I thought we were exclusive, ma'am. Ma'am. He'd call her ma'am.
You can't tie her down.
No.
You can't tie ma'am down.
No.
I don't want to besmirch the reputation of the late Grandma Rita, who was an amazing yeah. woman.
Oh, got thunder turtle in the old sit down. Took a thunder turtle right to the sit down.
All right, enough of this, bull dinkies.
I got thunder turtled, but I'm still a virgin.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah.
God's cool with it if it's in the sit down. There's one thing I learned at church is that God's cool with the sit down.
Yeah. That's John 3:18?
3:16.
Oh, that's John.
That's why people always hold it up
at
baseball
why they
games.
Hold that up.
Yeah.
I thought it was
it's to remind people that
God's cool
for God
it.
So loved yeah. the world that he made it cool to do it
do
in
it
the sit down.
That's why they're holding it at baseball games. I like
All right, just reminding everyone watching at home that anal's cool.
Wow. I had
cool
no idea.
Anal.
I went to church a lot growing up, but I didn't. Somehow I missed that.
Yeah, sure.
Where did you grow up?
In Staten Island, New York, the worst part of
that explains why you're going out to see Mookie Wilson.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
You're going to see those legendary cocaine New York Mets.
Oh man, yeah.
They loved cocaine a lot, Jordan.
Oh.
Yeah, the '86 Mets
the
were like all coked up, just like you.
Sure. Oh yeah, I got this fun coke story. Fun segue.
Yeah.
I would like to segue from Jesse's Bootleg Bart T-shirt to your. Cool clown jumpsuit? How would you describe this thing? It's rad, by the way.
Thanks. It's a brand New Works that I have a lot of clothes from them. It's a pink jumpsuit that has ladies on it. Mm-hmm. I thought they looked kind of like wrestlers, but we can go with clowns.
Oh, okay.
They do look wrestly or some of them appear to be topless and could be burlesque performers.
Yeah. Well, and it's so funny because I really love this jumpsuit. It's also very comfortable, but I almost wore it to like a kid's birthday party the other day, and I was like, nah. No, I shouldn't do that. Like,
here's the,
it's
here's
like there's
the
ladies'
it
butts
has cartoon
on it.
Tits on it.
Yeah. Well, they're like butts, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, there's tits under the shirt there, but
they
yeah.
They also
eyeballs.
Seem to be cyclopses.
Yeah, there's
Is
a
that
lot
true?
Going on. There's a lot
it's
going on.
It's a bold graphic.
Yeah, it's a bold graphic, and maybe not for kids' parties, but definitely for bad guests.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where totally. No one can see my clothes.
Yeah, we're getting fucking wild.
They can just
yeah.
hear a description of it.
Yeah, isn't that, that's the favorite thing for the listeners, right? It's just to hear the description of everything we're wearing head to toe.
That's yeah, this is,
yeah.
It's in kind of an ASMR thing, like
nice.
Cutting soap. They like to go to sleep to descriptions of what people are wearing.
Wait, is cutting soap an ASMR thing?
I think so. It's a YouTube thing.
Do you wow. cut it with like a bread knife?
We have now reached the end of my knowledge about this.
Okay.
I was like, what? We have now reached
foam
the
make
cutting
this...
soap portion.
Yeah, let's all grab, everybody let's grab
get,
your soap.
Get your soap and don't drop it. But if you do and you get it in the sit down, it's all right with God.
It's all right with JC.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this story we've been teasing for 4 weeks,
oh,
three
be
for
good.
8 weeks here.
This better be good.
Ace pitcher Doc Gooden wants you to do some blow.
Do it right off the Thunder Turtle.
And a Herald.
Yes, sure. All right, everybody. Thanks a bunch. Next group's coming up. Everybody give a hand to... I can't think of a dumb improv team name.
I mean, Mixed Nuts.
Really?
Mixed Nuts. There
okay.
you go.
Yeah.
Sure. Satellite Love. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, so anyway, so I, you know, a kind of a theme on the program lately, mm-hmm. past 4 years or so is, you know, how you know, late 30s makes it so you don't do the shit you used to do.
Yeah. And Jordan, for your benefit, mm-hmm. Rebecca, mm-hmm. is a first generation cool.
Oh, yeah, right, right. Yeah, his sure. mom, uncool.
So. Yeah, so I'm, yeah. you know, and it was weird because I was growing up between two worlds.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Must have been hard for you.
You know, I was going to school and being cool, but then I was going home to an uncool family, and it's like I had a fractured identity.
Yeah.
Brian, put in some cool, tinky xylophone music behind that, and then just mail it to This American Life.
Cool.
Is that what they do these days? I haven't listened
to them. Yeah, I think you mail it, yeah.
You think you mail it.
I think they do things that are important now.
Oh, yeah. Not just stories about growing up between two worlds?
Yeah.
That's mine's important.
Yeah.
It's my story.
Yeah. It's a cool story.
Anyway, so yeah, and I was kind of noticing recently how it has been just years since anyone's offered me hard drugs. Years. Yeah. And it's not a thing that I did a lot of, but it was something that I had the opportunity to do, you know, three times a year. It would come, you know, once in the fall, once in the spring. I would take the winter off and then, you know, blow some fat rails in the summer.
Yeah.
But yeah, but it has not happened a lot because I have not been like doing the kinds of fun things. I stopped clubbing. Yeah. But anyways, I've been kind of trying. You know, I've been kind of trying to like, you know, get out there and do some funs, not yeah. just you know while the night away playing Borderlands 3, looking for more legendary loot.
You gotta get that loot, though.
I know.
Otherwise, you're never gonna make it to 100% completion.
Oh, it's also legendary, from what I have heard. Just
yeah,
right now.
There's some good loot in that game.
Nice.
Yeah,
but I could just sit and do that all night and then feel shitty in the morning. So I'm trying to do stuff.
Would you say it's sting level loot?
The what?
Sting level loot.
Oh, LUTE.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And of course, we all know about Sting's late career classical early music albums. Yep. I think we explained that.
Yeah.
Like everyone understands what's going on. Anyway, so I'm like giving it a shot, even though I do have the, you know, fucking 37-year-old's proclivity to go to bed at 10. And, you know, feel bad if I have three glasses of wine. But the other night I saw a very cool lineup of shows or a cool lineup of bands at the Monty Bar, which is very close to here. It's down the street. Very mm-hmm. cool bar. I'm like, oh, this is a cool thing that fucking 25-year-old Jordan would have gone to
nice.
And raged at.
No matter what Mrs. Morris had to say.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Gail.
And me and my friends think the lunches you pack stink.
Yeah. And I've watched Pee-wee as an adult.
And it is creepy.
It is. You were right, probably.
Very weird.
Yeah.
A lot of sex stuff in there.
Sure. A lot of double entendres.
Yeah, yeah. Miss Yvonne.
And the guy who made Ren and Stimpy turned out to be a real creep. So yeah. Maybe you were okay with that, too. So What am I yelling at you for, Gail? You gave me a lovely childhood.
Yeah, Gail's great.
Gail's great.
She's a winner.
Thanks, Gail.
Anyway, so I went to this thing. I was there. It's the kind of the headliner was Colleen Green. I don't know if anybody's ever heard or seen a Colleen Green. She's
Hell no.
Great. What if John Vanderslice but Riot Girl? It's great.
Sounds awesome.
Look it up. It's great. But it's one of those things where like the flyer to this thing said 8:00.
Mm.
We get there at 8:30. You know, show up a little bit late.
Yeah.
No one's doing anything yet. No music.
Geez.
Oh, uh-uh. Bands don't start till 10.
Oh, my God. Why?
So it's just you and some other cool people milling around. It's like you.
Couple of cools.
Mookie Wilson, Kevin Elster.
Right. Jombie.
Howard Johnson.
Sure. Flanders. No, yeah. Wait. Who's cool in the world of The Simpsons? Mo.
Yeah, Mo.
No, wait,
well,
not
he would
Mo.
Be tending bar, right?
Otto. Yeah, okay. Mo's behind the bar.
Disco
yeah.
Stew.
Disco Stew. Snake, the yep. criminal guy. Yep. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, well, like, I want to ride this out, but one by one, the people I came with start dropping out. They're like, I got to go. I can't fucking stay at this thing till 10:00. But I'm like,
How late did they think they were going
to be? How many bands are on the bill that the show doesn't start till 10 o'clock?
Like five.
Oh. Wow.
So the thing that we're there to see probably will not start till one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, bars in Los Angeles close at two.
Sure, yeah.
You'd be sobering up while watching your favorite band.
Yeah. But those assholes got shit to do in the morning.
Yeah.
Not this guy.
Yeah.
I can stay. So I'm trying to ride this thing out, and I'm having a good time. Great, great lineup. A lot of fun stuff on there. But I'm here. I'm like by myself, and I'm fading.
Are you making new friends?
Well. So I'm in the bathroom,
And there's Daryl Strawberry.
And there's a man in the bathroom, and I'm peeing, trying to keep my eyes forward, and I just hear him say, "Are you a cop?"
And well, you have to tell.
I look over.
You know that. You
We've
have
known
to
that
tell.
Forever.
You
yeah.
have
you
to
have
tell.
Tell
yeah. If you are a cop.
And I look over and at the
Third Amendment.
Sure. Yeah. And I look over and at the sink is this guy, and he's wearing like a leather Fonzie jacket and a cowboy hat.
Wow.
The Fonzie jacket is over what appears to be a high school wrestling singlet.
Hell yeah.
This guy
sounds fucking spectacularly cool.
He is. He's a cool dude. That
guy had cool parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was not straddling two worlds.
Sure. Probably a Zappa.
Yeah, he probably
had a Zappa.
Yeah.
What is this, mid-career Gary Carter? This guy is so cool.
Is that a baseball guy?
Yeah, so, those are just different guys from the Mets. The time, yeah.
The 80s Mets.
Cocaine Mets.
So yeah, and this guy is doing cocaine off of a key, and I look at him and I say, "No, I'm not a cop." And he's like, "All right, you want some?" And I said, "No. But thank you very much for asking."
Gail would be so proud of you. You're so polite.
Gail is right.
Not
so
only
polite.
Did I not do the drugs, but I thanked the man.
You gave him a thank you
I think
card.
Gail might have wanted me to call the cops and then go right home.
Oh, no. You can't do that. Come on.
But it just felt great. He saw me, and he saw maybe a kindred spirit, a guy who's there by himself. And he's like, maybe I can party. And then I went out.
He didn't think of you as exactly directly a kindred spirit because you were wearing a doublet.
right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. The cowboy hat and the Fonzie jacket. Yeah. Yes, but.
Yeah. And then I went out, and for the rest of the show, this guy, between every single song, for the rest of the bands, between every single song, would yell at a varying volume, sometimes very loud, sometimes he'd just kind of mumble it. Between every song, he'd go, "What kind of music is this?" Probably because he was on coke.
Does coke make you not understand genres?
I don't, yeah.
I've never done it. I don't know if that's one of the, you know, things that happens.
Right, sure.
You can't understand musical genres when you're on coke. I don't know.
Right.
Trip hop? I don't know. I don't know. Happy hardcore?
Post punk? I don't know.
Is this opera or rockabilly? Big hair.
Brian Setch is here.
Someone's yodeling.
Right.
What kind of music is this?
No one answered him, too. Maybe he was a ghost that only I saw.
Maybe.
Anyway.
I've never
ghost.
Been offered cocaine. I'd love to be offered cocaine.
Yeah.
That's not true. Mm-hmm. I've never been offered powdered cocaine.
Oh, sure.
I've been offered crack cocaine.
Naturally.
Not since I was a teenager, and never as a friendly gesture, only in a purely commercial context.
Sure, yeah. They were wondering if you wanted to buy some crack. I don't think this guy was trying to sell it to me. I think it was...
He was going
to
give you a free bump.
It was just a bump. First one's free, maybe.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh.
And once I...
It's good you said no.
He's got a two to that rowdy
he's
powder.
Your daddy.
Anyway, so it felt good. So I guess I am still the kind of guy who people think would want to do a bump of coke.
They think you're either
a
cop
bathroom,
or a guy who would do coke off a random guy's key.
Yeah, he's one of the two.
It's possible.
It was a gross bathroom, too. That was kind of a cool part of it. The bathroom was really bad. So I'm like, yeah, this is very cool.
So
seeing
gritty.
Some cool bands.
So gritty.
Terrible bathroom. Awful man. This is great.
Are you ever, do you ever find yourself longing for a coolness that you lost at some point in your life?
Yeah. I mean, when I lived in New York, I don't even know if this is cool because I'm going to say it it doesn't sound cool that I would always just be doing improv shows, but then be at like the Irish Bar till 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And that was sort
what
of.
What is that? There is that UCB New York Irish Bar that closed recently.
McManus. Oh, sure. And then there was another one by, I used to do also improv at the Pit. So then there was like a bar, whatever, on 7th at Molly, Mustang Sally's. And yeah, so I did that a lot. I was, the coolest I ever was in high school when I did acid all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's very cool.
But then
cool.
I stopped.
Would you? Was
doing
there like
that.
A music scene associated with it? Would
rave.
You go, oh, rave!
You were doing acid at raves.
Yeah.
Well, people acid only was did $5. Ecstasy at raves.
Acid was $5. Ecstasy was $30. So that's how I made my drug choices. And also,
makes sense.
A douchebag sure. I was dating was encouraging me to do it as well. And so yeah, then I did it a bunch of times. I did it. And then once I graduated high school, actually, I got kicked out of church camp for doing acid. And then I felt like
at
I should leave it.
Camp?
Yes. And I felt
wow.
like I should leave it behind.
God, what a bunch of meanies.
I only did it one more time and then I never did it again. And then now I just, yeah, drink and occasionally smoke pot, but like I can't smoke too much or I fall asleep. So I'm like different than I used to be.
What?
Ooh, I get those pot sleepies too.
What yeah. kind of acid experiences did you have as a teen?
I mean, I'd say the funniest one was when I was getting kicked out of camp because we had 2 hours of free time.
So you wanted to make the most of them, those 2 hours.
And my friend.
Make sure they're a party.
Yeah, my friend who I grew up with was a drug dealer. And so he brought acid and we were all like, oh, during free time, let's trip. And yeah, so for 2 hours,
I'm glad
we had
you
the
waited
best.
Till free time.
Yeah, it was till free time. We weren't going to do it during like the choir and
yeah. archery.
Yeah, and all. So we had the best time that we like ran around this like hay maze, and just like oh my god, we
I bet
just
a hay
had
maze
a
is
blast.
A fun place to trip.
Yeah, it was so fun, and the camp I grew up going there, so really just I always loved being there, and I really fucked it up, and so. Like, yeah, then the 2 hours of free time were over. And I actually, my counselor was also a raver. And
at church camp.
At church camp. And wow. I bragged to her that we had done acid because I was thinking she was kindred spirit. Mm-hmm. But actually, she told on us. And so we then
was
had
narc.
To go to singing.
Did you ask her if she was a cop?
I should have. Yeah. I should have asked her if I was a cop, but I was tripping, so I wasn't even thinking of real
classic
questions.
Mistake.
Yeah.
Are you a frog?
But the,
you have to tell me.
The worst part
it's the Third
was
Amendment.
Like once we were getting, once it all came out, what we were doing, we lied and said, "Oh no, we had just smoked weed." I said, "I was just bragging, but I was lying. We only had smoked pot." But what would happen is I would go into the bathroom while the pastor who was interrogating us was sitting in the upper lodge, which would be like just right outside the studio. Imagine like spatially. Mm-hmm. And I would go into the bathroom and look at myself in the mirror, still very much tripping and say, "You fucking idiot. You stupid fool. Why did you do this?" And then I'd wipe my tears and go back and sit down as if I didn't just scream at myself in the bathroom, and they could hear me.
Oh, wow.
Screaming.
Oh, jeez.
So that was, like, really insane. And so,
why did you pull this bull dinky?
Yeah. Just yelling at myself.
Too big for your sake.
How are you going to face them?
Yeah, so up till this day, my parents still think it was pot, so I guess they'll find out now that it was acid when they listen to this.
Well, at least they've got great taste in podcasts.
Yeah. That's nice. Your parents do the parents because you do a lot of you know press related stuff for
yeah.
For Glow and for you know, your other projects. Do your parents ingest all of the
they do.
Press that you do?
Yeah, my mom will send me if I'm in an article or something. My mom sends it to me.
Nice.
Yeah, she's really on top of it, and she's on top of like anything I say or do online. My mom is on top of it.
Yeah, my mom is the same way. I think my mom is proud of me and she loves me, but also she's looking for things to be mad at me about, like ways like she would like for example she will if she doesn't listen she, I don't think she's ever listened to Jordan Jesse Go, but if she did listen to this episode of Jordan Jesse Go, she would be sending me right now an angry email that explained that while my father had a black and white television where you had to change the channel with a wrench, she had a color television, and we used it to watch PBS.
She'd be like, why didn't you say that? Now she'd be happy because you explained it. My mom is the same way, not about anger, but about things to be worried about. So, like, I visited a courthouse in Santa Barbara when I first moved here. You know, like this beautiful, like, Spanish courthouse in Santa Barbara. And I tweeted at the time, this is a long time ago, when you would just tweet random things and you're not, like, only coming up with the jokes. But I was just, like, visiting a courthouse in Santa Barbara. My mom starts tweeting back, like, do you need help? Did you get arrested? Like, this whole thing. Because she just takes any reason to be nervous. She... Like, I was like, do you think if I got arrested and I was in court?
You would call it visiting a courthouse.
Yeah, and I would tweet.
Sure. Just visiting a jail for a few years. Yeah. Just going to be in visiting this jail.
You're like, no, Mom, I eloped.
Yeah. It's even better.
This is speaking of that, like, the Twitter 1.0, like proto Twitter. I recently I don't know if she's ever been on the show. Courtney Davis? Is she just – anyway, comedy favorite from around town, Courtney Davis, teaches a like a talk show writing class at UCB. She used to write for Kimmel. So she teaches this talk show writing class, and then kind of the final is, you know, they get a host in, and the kind of students of this class all like write a little talk show. Anyway, she asked me if I would be one of the guests in the fake talk show. I said that I would. And, you know, because this is a very forward-thinking class because, you know, it's not just monologue jokes and sketches. It's also just like you got to, like, goof around with the celebrity social media. This is what happens on a talk show these days. So they're like, oh, we're going to do a thing where you have to explain your old tweets. And I was like, you know, and this is, you know, this is around James Gunn Gate. And I can't lose another Marvel movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, you made your name on those Marvel movies. If you lose that account.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like losing the Glengarry leads.
Back to trauma for me.
You'll only be able to do Spider-Man, which is not connected
to
Marvel.
No, I can only
anymore,
do
right?
Marvel properties that are owned by Sony. So, yes, okay. I can direct the Kraven the Hunter movie.
Yeah. Okay. Thank God.
And I am here to – well, they're already finishing it up, but if they need a sequel to Morbius the Living Vampire, yeah. I can do that.
By the way
– yes.
Kraven the Hunter, you really have a vision for that thing.
I got a take. It's all you need in this bit town. You need a take.
That's all you need. Just one take, right?
Just the one. Yeah. Anyway, so so I was.
I've got a take five. Is that good enough?
Ooh, that sounds good.
You just need
great,
one.
Great candy bar.
Take five bar.
Kraven
yeah.
the Hunter
yeah.
instead of killing Spider-Man.
You should have
it's a delicious
pretzels,
take. Yeah.
peanut butter,
caramel.
Yeah.
Coated in chocolate.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good Hunter.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's Kraven. Ooh, that's Kraven.
Kraven that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great. Now Kraven, Kraven.
All
that's
right.
perfect.
Maybe we're going to get these accounts back.
Hi, I'm Kraven the Hunter for Take Five Candy Bars.
Yeah. And usually I'm obsessed with murdering Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And my past as a former Russian oligarch.
Yeah.
Anyway, torture paths that guy.
So you were a guest on the talk show.
I was a guest on the talk show.
And Jordan, you're someone, as long as I've known you, where if you could set some kind of backfire to destroy everything you've ever created before this very second,
yes,
you would.
Yeah. Yeah. So the thought of, like, my old tweets is a little bit mortifying. So it was they had, like, five or six tweets over the course of 2 days where I was just saying what kind of hummus I liked. I was just saying various hummuses. I had tried new hummuses. I was very into the Trader Joe's white bean hummus.
And you also have a very...
I've been told recently is not actually a hummus because it doesn't involve chickpeas.
Wow.
The Twitterverse would go crazy on that now. Back then, they didn't care.
They didn't care.
Does it have tahini in it?
The Trader Joe's white bean hummus?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look it up, Brian.
Okay. I think this might be a discontinued item. I haven't seen it in a while. But anyway.
But you also have, these days, a very highly curated social media feed where you're really only posting great jokes. That's the only thing you post on Twitter is a great joke.
Do I have to be promoting the podcast?
Oh, and once a week, yeah, no, George sure. Jesse Go post, yeah.
And the occasional recommendation of a novel, which are very hot posts.
Yeah.
People love to be recommended a novel on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is not normal. Read this novel.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, but the seeing the fucking hummus tweets, those Twitter 1.0, here's what I'm doing, was mortifying. I would have rather jacked off in front of that audience
really?
Than had them look at my dumb, like, I just want engagement. Look at me. Do you like hummus too? I need someone to look at me. I was so fucking embarrassing. Anyway, so I went back and deleted every tweet. The mentioned hummus. I search for hummus and just fucking eradicate it.
Future employers do social media searches.
Yeah.
You don't want to get caught out there.
Sure.
Mentioning
hummus. You left all the offensive stuff, but you made sure to clear anything that wasn't funny.
Yes, all the questionable ironic racism yeah. I left in there.
You're still hoping to get fired from SNL.
I would love to.
Yeah.
It would be very good for me right now to get fired from SNL.
Yeah.
it looks like there is tahini in it.
Yeah.
And it is discontinued.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think that's I'm counting that as a hummus, Jordan. As a hummus sure. expert, I think we can all agree.
Right. Yeah,
I'm what they my nickname back in school was Dr. Hummus.
Oh, right. Mm. Yeah.
Dr. Hummer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, because no, wait, the Hummer Doctor. I oh, would sure. fix other
You'd people's
hummers.
You'd fix people's blowjobs.
No, oh. Humvees.
Wait, but do you guys wait? Like Hummers or blowjobs?
I was looking
no,
for
that. It's a type of car Arnold Schwarzenegger
but they're also
had.
Blow
but yes, that's where he gets blowjobs in those cars.
Are you right. talking about jobbers? Because that's something different.
No, that's Steve Jobs' nickname before.
Yeah.
Microsoft?
Before?
Apple.
Yeah. Apple, yeah.
One of those.
And his tragic death.
Yeah. Listen, you can make fun of people who die. Things.
You can make, it's been, what, it's been a couple years.
Yeah, who cares?
R.I.P. jobber.
He's giving hummers in the sky.
Yeah.
And there's tahini up there. That's what comes
sucking
out.
Sucking off right. St. Peter yes. right now.
Yeah, St. Peter jizzes tahini.
In heaven.
And he
you
calls
blast
his nuts white beans. Okay.
Okay, it's too hot in here.
It is hot.
And Rebecca's on acid.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be back.
What the fuck is going on?
Bull dinkies.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
And Rebecca Johnson, clown jumpsuit.
She is wearing a clown jumpsuit.
Or a wrestler jumpsuit. Or a burlesque
wrestler jumpsuit.
You never know.
Or a Cyclops onesie.
Man. I used to have a great wrestling t-shirt that I got at this estate sale in San Francisco. And I think the guy was like a wrestling coach, like a college wrestling coach, and was using all his wrestling media as like crypto pornography.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Both.
Sure.
And the shirt was for San Francisco State Wrestling. And I got to, when I gained my adult weight, I became too husky to wear it. But it was just it was just like a line drawing of some dudes just going to town. And it said San Francisco State Wrestling, but it was like distinctly pornographic.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like Muscle Man magazine, like the whole place sure. was like Muscle Man magazines
yeah,
and stuff.
Sure.
You
just,
great.
It was just a porn shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a total porn shirt.
Porn
it was awesome.
Some Tom of Finland vibes, perhaps?
It was pure Tom of Finland, only I don't, like, it really, everything there really rode the line between pornographic and not pornographic in
sure.
a really beautiful
what
way.
What do I jack off to?
Yeah, like, this shirt, I could wear
none
this.
None of it and all of it.
I could wear this shirt to church camp and couldn't nobody say shit, but it was
sure.
definitely a porno
so
shirt.
So you could jerk off in your bunk later.
You
yeah.
could zero.
It's great.
While you're tripping.
You know, Jordan.
Yes.
We've got a little thing called the Jumbotron.
We sure do.
This is a big board where we share listener messages, and there's something up on the Jumbotron this week.
That's true.
Here's a question. Do you like, this is a listener message, do you like good stuff but have a hard time finding it? Sounds like the Radish podcast is just what your Q needs. Radish is hosted by four brave lads who sift through the entirety of the world's media and bring you just the good stuff every week. From TV, anime, music, and weird news from around the world, let Radish be your direct connection to the gems in our cultural wasteland. Visit radishstuff.com. Or check out Radish wherever podcasts are sold. If you want to get up on the Jumbotron, it's MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron. My only disappointment with this podcast, Jordan.
Yeah.
As much as I like four guys talking about what's good in popular culture
right.
with each other, I would prefer if it was about radishes.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing the Radish Advisory Board is kicking themselves for not getting this podcast sooner.
Like, I'm not telling these people how to run their operation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's this thing in tech companies called pivoting.
Right.
I think they should pivot to that spicy, crunchy taste treat called
a
radish.
Want a tiny slice of something to serve with a taco?
Can I tell you something?
I didn't
eat those radishes until maybe 10 years ago. I was an adult man 10 years before I started eating the radishes that are next to the salsas when you buy tacos. And it's a great
delicious
little crunchy palate cleanser.
Crunchy, vinegary.
Oh,
really, really completes the meal.
They can make their own ASMR radish podcast where they just bite into those spicy wonders.
Cut a little soap. Boom. Hit show. Search Radish in your podcast player or check out radishstuff.com.
If you want to get up on the Jumbotron, MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron. We'll wish somebody happy birthday. We'll plug your shit. We don't care.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah.
Do whatever. Who cares?
Right.
Why?
Up the old Thunder Turtle.
Sure, yeah. Thunder, where did that come from?
Oh, I don't
Thunder
know.
Turtle.
Don't know.
Anyway.
My grandma Rita, she really liked watching All Creatures Great and Small and Doctor Who on PBS and reading Dickens novels.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a cool lady.
So these are some fun activities.
She's a great lady.
I wonder if there's anyone else in your listener audience who also said Thunder Turtle. Like, if it was that,
oh,
did anyone
regional,
else say that?
It was a
yeah.
regional thing. Sure.
Is it a regionalism?
Yeah. Let us know. Maybe this will be a fun call to action. Mm-hmm. What were your substitutes for swear words?
That's a great one. And Dave Shumka, please call in to talk about not being allowed to say farts and having to say F word for dirts.
Yes, give us a call. 206-984-4FUN.
He called, he was allowed to call them dirts.
Dirts!
But when he had to allude to farts,
right.
He said F word for dirts.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, give
God
us a. And bonus
David
points
Shumka.
If you can actually get your parents on to explain where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get mommy and daddy on. Put mommy and daddy on the phone.
Oh, do you think Nana and Meemaw can call in too?
Well, if they're not dead.
Yeah.
Given the age of our audience, likely.
Can I ask a question, Jordan?
Yes.
What if they are dead? Can they still call in?
From hell? Sure. Sure.
From heck.
From heck. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure.
Yep.
From HE Double Hockey Sticks.
Yeah.
If your Nana and Meemaw are roasting in HE Double Hockey Sticks and they want to talk.
Because they're
about...
lesbians.
Oh, no.
Nana and Meemaw.
Yeah,
wow.
They are.
Could happen.
God
sure.
doesn't want that. No. Apparently, according to you.
Because
sure.
they don't, unless they do it at the butt.
Yeah.
unless they observe the laws of the sit-down.
Yeah.
Yes. I forgot about sit-down, and it was only about 12 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Well, it's boiling your brain in here.
I'm euphoric once again about the sit-down.
Hey, speaking of calling 206-984-4FUN.
We're doing a little sit-down comedy.
Yeah, right. Some comedy about the butt.
Yeah.
We're standing up while we do
it. Yeah.
Some people have called us with momentous occasions.
Yeah, 206-984-4FUN is the telephone number. jjgo@maximumfun.org is where you can send your voice memos.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny D, Brian Fernandez, our able producer. That was kind of a gag. He laughed at it, and he's right. He's not wrong to laugh.
Someone would consider him able.
Yeah. Brian, go ahead and play one of those clips. Brian's great. Who am I kidding?
Hi, Jordan, Jesse, and guest maybe Bernie Sanders.
Can you pause it?
Bernie Sanders.
Did she think the guest was Bernie Sanders?
I think so. People often call in and they try and guess who the guest is going to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually, you know, people will say, you know, Nick Adams or Chris Fairbanks. They're our regulars.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they'll do a joke one and this may or may not be that.
What would you say would be the premise of this joke?
That
that we would allow a socialist on the show? No, thank you.
That prospect is indeed laughable.
Well, yes. You guys don't allow guests that have had heart attacks. That's the big joke.
No, yes, no one with a coronary
yeah,
problem.
They're not allowed in here.
Because the show is so spicy.
Yeah,
Letterman asked. We said no.
Nope. Get
out of here.
Sorry.
By the way, we have Gorka booked for next week.
Oh.
Sebastian Gorka.
Oh, no, sorry.
No, we don't have Gorka.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders is not a bad guy. I think we would have, if Bernie Sanders offered, I mean, he went on Chapo Trap House, right?
I don't know. It sounds
yeah, I think
right.
Bernie went on Chapo Trap House. He
sure.
went on with Joe Rogan. That guy's a monster.
Yeah.
So.
He'd probably do Cumtown before he did us, though.
Yeah, God.
I like that you're like, if he offered. Like, you would never seek it out. You're like, if he calls us.
If he begged us and made it easy for us. Yeah. If he wanted to do it during a time where we could do it.
He's the one trying to build a political revolution.
True.
You can't build a political revolution without putting out a few feelers.
He should do Jumbotron.
He should do it.
Bernie.
We would do.
Feel
we would do
the burn, Botron.
Yeah. That's a good one. Feel the burn, Botron.
Feel the burn, Botron.
I immediately pictured you trying to convince to vote for Bernie Sanders a robot named Botron.
Come on, Botron.
What was going on? What were we doing on our show? Do we still have a show?
No. No. We haven't had a show in years. We've been dead since 2007.
We're down in HE double hockey sticks.
Yes.
Do you go back to the call or?
Yeah, we'll go back to the call.
Yes, sure. Thank you.
I have a momentous occasion, kind of. I think Jesse might appreciate this one as a parent. My nephew is 4, and my sister is about 6 and a half, 7 months pregnant. And he looked at her the other day and told her that she needed to eat more food so it would push his baby sister out so he could play with her.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. I mean, Rebecca, I think you can confirm that's how it works.
Yeah. I ate a lot of food for 9 months and,
uh-huh.
and then 11 more days because my son was 11 days late. And then finally I pooped him out.
Sure. Yeah. All it took was one more app sampler platter.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you get? Do you get a variety of dipping sauces? Or?
Oh, yeah. Barbecue sauce, ranch. But that's what I would drink because I figured more calories.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Just drink pure barbecue sauce, right? If you're trying to induce labor.
Honey mustard. When my beautiful wife, Teresa, co-host of the One Bad Mother podcast, on which you've been a guest, when she was pregnant, she would just eat like fishing weights to kind of push it down.
Right.
You know, the goal is just to push it down.
Yeah, we actually, my husband would use a fishing pole and try to fish to get the baby out.
Oh, that would be great.
But just an
He's
old
sort of
boot.
Upside down
yeah.
fishing.
Yeah, just an old boot came out.
Classic. Classic fishing mistake.
Yeah. It hurt, too.
Yeah.
It hurt.
Well, it's your fault for swallowing the boot in the first place.
Yeah,
but even just the hooks, that hurt.
Yeah, no, sure, you're right. You're right.
That's fair.
It's
even
a
when
little known fact about birth.
He removed the barbs, which was thoughtful, but even yet and still, it's still.
And the worms, they're still in there.
Yeah. You know what? It was your fault, though, for eating. You should have eaten a new boot.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I could have worn
Wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't have had that problem.
True, yeah.
Wouldn't have had that problem. Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
Remember how last week I kind of issued an ultimatum to Lothreaper?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Yes. So Lothreaper. Maybe this is something that we could
explain to our listeners.
To at all.
Yeah.
He's one of our loyal listeners. He's over there on the Max Fun Reddit. He has kind of a goofy handle that I don't think anybody can pronounce. The best we know, it's Lothreaper.
Yeah, and then he signed up for Twitter as just Lothreaper. He
okay.
spelled it out, yeah.
So he's rolling with it. He's one of our loyal fans, you know, far more loyal than Shrimpu.
Yeah.
Shrimpu.
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 Yeah.
Like okay. Like if you were spelling it the English language word shrimp in Japanese.
Oh.
Shrimpu.
So Jesse,
like Sugeto Bodo.
For some reason last week that I forget, we were yelling at Lothreeper.
Yeah, well, because Lothreeper, I think, likes Alison Rosen more than he likes us.
Sure. Mm. I get it.
Yes, of course. She's more talented
She's
than
funny.
Us. She's sure, a better person yeah. than us.
Yeah. Great. Good and everything.
Yeah. But.
Author.
So here's just the thing.
Publish or perish.
And I also said, I also fired Biggie in the Mets.
It's another fan.
Because here's why. I remembered Biggie in the Mets changed his name. It's not even Biggie in the Mets anymore.
Oh, no.
That was the best thing about Biggie in the Mets.
The
He's
name.
A nice guy. I met Biggie in the Mets in real life as well. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Lothreeper comes crawling back.
Oh, boy.
So his first reaction is, I'm going to sass my way out of this. He tries to sass me.
Can't do it.
Obviously, I'm not taking any sass from Lothreeper.
Everyone knows you're unsassable.
Thank you. Of course. Now, then he comes crawling back. He says, Jesse, Jordan, you guys know I like you the best, right? No, I don't know that. Okay? Yeah. Number one, I don't know that. Number two, you're still fired, Lothreeper!
Oh, wow.
This is
wow.
real, like, game. Did you read that book, The Game? Because that's how you're...
We're negging
you're gaming.
Him.
You're
yes.
negging him right now.
Hey, Lothreeper,
hard,
you
baby.
Some, you got some food in
hard.
Your teeth.
Friends, this is the dawning of the age of curry mango.
Oh, their new... You see the new best... They, he
when
or she,
I,
or they? I don't know.
When I need to say the name of someone on Reddit who listens to Jordan Jesse Go from this point forth, it shall be curry mango.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
I don't know what curry mango's pronouns are.
Oh, and I think I've mentioned this, but I just want to make it official when I have to talk about a deep cut comic book character. I'm going Vandal Savage and not Booster Gold anymore.
So that's settled as well.
It's the era of curry mango and Vandal Savage.
I'm so glad that I'm here for this.
Yes, I'm sure this, I mean, what's probably fun about this for you is that it makes sense.
Yeah, it's not confusing.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sticking
great.
With Firestorm the Nuclear Man and Mr. Mitzo Pitalik.
Fair enough. Brian, do we have another call?
Let's hear it.
Hello, Jordan, Jesse, and guest. This is Nicholas from Wisconsin. I wanted to call in with a momentous occasion. I was on my way driving to a wedding out of town, and what I saw was a motorcycle grandpa driving a three-wheeled motorcycle, and when he passed me that I realized was riding on the back stood a shaggy white dog. I have a photo of it to prove this occasion, and I will send that to you as soon as I can. Thanks. Bye.
Did you get the photo, Brian? You did get the photograph? Okay, because I was a little worried this was, what's that, bull plinky?
Bull dinkies.
Bull dinkies.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's way better in real life than it was in his description.
I am worried about the dog's safety.
I am terrified for the dog.
Yeah. It's a very wolf-like dog.
Are three-wheel motorcycles slower than regular ones?
I don't know. I guess they've got to be a little safer, right? More wheels equals more
safety? Yeah.
Is there another type of motorcycle rider besides a motorcycle grandpa?
Oh, yeah. Who's the youngest motorcycle rider?
I feel like motorcycles,
right?
For like a thing that symbolizes coolness in American culture, it is exclusively utilized by grandpas.
It's got to be, right? Yeah. What was the last cool motorcycle riding like figure? You know, like who? Anyway.
Rip Van Winkle?
Rip Van Winkle, yes. He rode it all the way.
through time.
Through time.
Yeah.
I mean, the Fonz.
The Fonz, sure.
He
was more of a joke about being cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Evel Knievel?
Sounds like young people need a new motorcycle role model to get them on those bikes, to
you
get them
what?
On top of those hogs.
They're just scooting on those birds.
Right.
I think that's what has replaced it in terms of like the coolest dudes. They flip up their leather, vegan leather jackets.
Right, yes.
Cruise down Santa Monica Boulevard. Well,
you got to open up your app.
Yeah.
You got to reserve the bird scooter.
Yeah.
And then you can cruise down Santa
and
Monica
then just
Boulevard.
Drop it in the middle of the sidewalk.
Sure. Yeah.
Have we talked on this program about
get yourself a boba?
the strong brand preferences of cool young people for app-based last mile vehicles?
No, I don't. I mean, I see these around a lot, but I don't know anything about the culture surrounding
them. So
I don't like how quiet they are. I'm afraid I'm going to get hit by one.
Yeah. So there's the scooters. There's big full-size bicycles, but there's big full-size bicycles that are just bicycles. There's big full-size bicycles with electric assists. The only one that I ever see cool teens riding is a bicycle with tiny wheels.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those. Yeah, the teens are pretty cool on those. Anyway.
Teens can do anything cool.
Yeah, that's the thing with being a teen.
Fucking teens are out here being cool, doing acid at church camp, riding tiny wheel bicycle. Like, that's like riding a tiny wheel bicycle is like what you would give someone as a task, as a like Herculean challenge of try and be cool while you're doing this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just as he had to clean out those stables,
sure,
Hercules.
Yeah.
If you wanted to give an impossible task to a teen, you'd say, well, you think you're a fucking hot shit, think you're going to live forever, huh, teen? All teens think they're going to live forever. Yeah. Say, you think you're going to live forever, huh, teen? Well, I want to see you try and look cool on this bicycle with tiny wheels.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Doing it.
Purple trim that you preserve with an app.
Purple bike with tiny dingy wheels.
There you go, teens.
They're going around. And you're like, fuck, you look so fucking cool.
Yeah, I threw out my car.
It's like that. Do you remember when?
To be more like them.
Yeah.
This is sounding like something Cusco girl would do. Cuso?
Visco girl?
Visco girl.
Yeah.
Is this a Visco girl move?
I don't know. I don't know exact. I have heard of Visco girl. So
well,
I know
the
they
Cusco
say
girl,
certain
so.
Things. I actually am on Visco because someone told me to use it, but I never use it. It's like a photo editing app, but it also has social media. So I'm sure.
What's a Cusco then?
A Cusco, that's like a beer koozie.
Oh, yeah. It's a company that makes them.
Yeah, they just make all the beer koozies.
To be clear, that's a little white dog that belonged to my wife's boss.
Oh.
A Cusco?
That's probably what I
In the early 2000s when we would house it for her.
Did that dog ride on the back of a three-wheel motorcycle?
I hope not. It looks dangerous.
Wait,
it looks dangerous.
So explain the app. It's and girls are on it, and they're all wearing Vans, right? That's part of it?
Well, yeah. So I joined it a long time ago just to edit photos and then didn't realize that I was accidentally, like, publishing them to this thing that I didn't. I was just like, oh, my friend was like, oh, use this to edit. So it's like a social media, like a different kind of Instagram.
Okay.
But I guess now it's girls who wear shirts that are like tie-dye or sweatshirts that are longer than their shorts and like Vans.
Mm-hmm.
And they look kind of like surfer 90s girls. But I only know this like really peripherally.
Sure.
And I guess they're popularized on TikTok, which is another app that I very much know little about.
Well, that's for switching between a regular face and a clown face. I know about that.
Yeah. That's all TikTok does.
Yeah.
Do you think that they would ride those little bikes?
Oh, they would surely ride those little bikes.
I know about those Cusco girls because my therapist the other day was like, wait, you know about these Cusco girls? I don't know what a Cusco girl is.
Your therapist, did you just talk about
regular stuff?
Social trends?
Well, that's the thing. So she was like,
are you watching Amazon's The Boys?
It's like,
do we need another superhero thing? I don't know. Well, it's kind of a riff on it. Okay, well, maybe I'll check it out.
She was just like, what? You don't know what that is? I know what that is. It's like, you're supposed to help me feel better,
lambing you. Making you just feel out of it.
Why did I get burned by my therapist for not knowing what a Crisco girl is?
Crisco girl. That's just when you rub yourself with just grease.
It's girls who don't want to stick to the pan.
Yeah.
I hate sticking to the pan.
I'm sorry, I'm a lard lad. Always have been.
Yeah. Is your therapist Jeffrey Ross, the Roastmaster General?
Yes.
Well,
my therapist is Jeffrey Ross, the Roastmaster General.
Well, then I think that joke could have been sharper. Come on, Jeffrey Ross. Don't phone it in therapy.
No, call Morgan Murphy or something. She'll write something good for you.
Sure.
Jeffrey Ross, the Roastmaster General.
Yeah, you got to have a little writer's room for those.
I think I'm going to be honest with you guys. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of stuff my therapist says could use some punch up.
Sure. It's a little flat.
It's just not like the concepts are there usually. And once in a while, there's a great punchline. But a lot of times when there's a great punchline, the setup isn't as clear as it could be. And
soft
I feel
jokes.
Like she's losing a lot of the audience. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. My therapist used to work in the entertainment industry, and I'm slowly figuring out over the course of this year how many mutual friends we have.
Oh, wow.
And I'm getting really scared that she's going to be like, we can't do this anymore because I really, really like her. And I even, like, I'll, you know, talk about regular shit, but then I'll also kind of, like, talk about a script idea or something, and she will tell me, you know, that show reminds me of this, or we'll, like, workshop stuff in my therapy. I'm like, I can't lose this resource.
Yeah.
She's like a writing coach and also my therapist. But we have too many friends in common.
You're going to run into her at a birthday party at Covell.
Yes.
My old therapist.
It's a very good reference if you don't live in LA. You would run into somebody at a birthday party.
My old therapist was a distant old-timey therapist man. Like, not with little glasses. Like, I didn't lie on a bed. Mm-hmm. But besides that, he just never said anything and would just wait for me to make a mistake and then point it out. Mm. Basically, that was basically his therapeutic technique. And it was intense. You know, it took probably 2 years before I had any insights. And then at the end of 2 years, I was like, oh, fuck, he just broke me apart and put me back together again. But then he retired to ride a sailboat. So I had to get a new therapist.
That's the dream.
I had to get a new therapist. And my concern about my new therapist is, my therapist is too close to a person I would be friends with in real life. She's 10 or 15 years older than me. She just looked like grown kids. But, like, early on in therapy, I was talking about something and I don't have to justify to you guys why I was talking about Chris Elliott doing the banana dance in therapy.
Sure, yeah.
Just bring him up wherever conversation.
Yeah, why not?
I was there and Chris Elliott did this Letterman thing where he was dressed as Marlon Brando and he did a dance and he went bananas and he threw some bananas around. You should watch it on YouTube. And I needed to talk about it to explain something. And I said, well, you know, Chris Elliott was on Letterman and he did this. This is in like therapy session 5 or something. He was on Letterman and he did this thing called a banana dance. And she goes, oh, yeah, I love the banana dance. I was like, you're supposed to sit in judgment of me.
Right, sure.
I don't know if I can trust someone who likes things that are good.
Yeah, and then still tells you opinions.
Yeah, she's just supposed to like boats or gardening or something. She's supposed to have wisdom.
Wind chimes,
exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what she should be interested
in. Pictures of the beach.
Sure.
Yeah.
Quotes.
Anyway.
Yeah. Therapists, huh? We need them. Our lives are falling apart.
That's
Can't
true.
Can't live with them because you're not allowed.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Otherwise, I would.
Yeah. It's a necessary service.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, we'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go.
There's nothing quite like sailing in the calm international waters on my ship, the SS Biopic.
Avast! It's actually pronounced biopic.
No, you dingus! It's biopic!
Who the hell says that? It's biopic. It comes
it's the words for biography and picture.
All right, that is enough. Ahoy, I'm Dave Holmes. I am the host of the rebooted podcast formerly known as International Waters, designed to resolve petty but persistent arguments like this. How? By pitting two teams of opinionated comedians against each other with trivia and improv games, of course. Winner takes home the right to be right.
What podcast be this?
It's called Troubled Waters, where we disagree to disagree. La, 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 la.
Listen, I'm a hotshot Hollywood movie producer. You have until I finish my glass of kombucha to pitch me your idea. Go.
All right, it's called Who Shot Ya, a movie podcast that isn't just a bunch of straight white dudes. I'm Iffy Whiteyway, the new host of the show and a certified BBN.
BBN?
Buff Black Nerd.
I'm Alonzo Duraldi, an elderly gay and legit film critic who wrote a book on Christmas movies.
I'm Drea Clark, a loud white lady from Minnesota.
Each week, we talk about a new movie in theaters and all the important issues going on in the film industry.
It's like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner meets Cruising.
And if it helps seal the deal, I can flex my muscles while we record each episode.
I'm sorry, this is a podcast? I'm a movie producer. How did you get in here?
Iffy, quick, start flexing.
Bicep, lats, chest. Who Shot Ya? Dropping every Friday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morse, boy detective.
Rebecca Johnson, mashed potato.
How's that?
Good. I just, I made vegan mashed potatoes the other day and it didn't go well.
What kind of fat were you using in there? Like a canola oil?
Earth's Best
marge.
Fake butter.
Some marge.
And oat milk. So it tasted like real non-textured oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
Went right in the trash.
Wow. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
No, I just threw it right out.
What's the best vegan side, would you say?
I don't even know. I'm not really vegan. I just was like, oh, I'm going to make it without dairy. I've been trying to like not have dairy.
Sure.
Getting prepared for season 4 of Glow to try to, you know, slim down a little before I get my spandex back on. And so I was like, oh, I'll just make it vegan. And no, wrong.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that showed, yeah. Serves you right.
Serves me right for trying.
Serves you right.
I need to gain some pounds for that space.
Hey, speaking of Glow, mm-hmm. You were on it with beloved Jordan Jesse Go regular guest Kimmy Gatewood.
Yeah.
Jesse, we were talking about TV the other day. TV yeah. shows.
Yeah. Prestige TV, streaming TV, binging, the whole nine yards.
Yeah. Story arcs. Season long, what have you.
What apps are you on?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I think my reaction these days to like a new streaming darling is mm-hmm. to watch one or two episodes of it, to admire it and understand what people like about it, and then never watch one again, and then just watch that episode of 30 Rock where Jenna has the Jimmy Buffett-like song, and her fans are called Crab Catchers, and they move into the studio, and Amy Sedaris has a tattoo of a seatbelt over her boob that she put there so she could drive topless. So
I can see why you watch that.
Yeah. I just, you know, but I make a couple of exceptions for new hot TV shows.
I'm not trying to interrupt you. I'm just thinking about Amy Sedaris and how cool she is.
That's a great episode.
Amazing. Remember on Kimmy Schmidt when she was running towards that carpet? And then while she was running, Jenna from 30 Rock said, no shoes on the carpet. And she just threw her shoes to the side while she was running. And then she went on the carpet.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Anyway, but I make a couple of exceptions. There are some shows that I watch all of, like mm-hmm. a modern person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll do a Succession.
Yeah.
I'll do a Fleabag.
Oh, yeah.
And I do a Glow.
Well, thank
I
you.
I watch every single episode. I love it. It's so funny. You're so funny on it. It's
Thanks.
A delight. And if people don't watch it already, they should check it out. Even if you don't like wrestling. I'm not a big wrestling fan. That maybe prevented me from starting it for a while, but then I started it. I'm like, oh, I love this.
Yeah, it's a fun show. I mean, I wasn't a huge wrestling fan before it, but then it made me like wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Do you go to or consume wrestling now?
Yeah, I went to a couple like live events, like WWE SmackDown and Raw. And then
those are the two big ones.
Yeah, and then we went to the Mae Young Classic, which was like a competition of female wrestlers for WWE. They actually brought us out to Vegas to go to that.
Cool.
And I got to meet a bunch of wrestlers. But once I started doing Glow, then I was like just so pumped about learning this new thing that I started watching it. And so for, I'd say the first 2 years, I really was still watching it even when we weren't shooting and everything. And then I sort of fell off. But I, which is crazy because then I've been on wrestling podcasts and like talked about that I'm like a fan of it. And then now I don't watch anymore. So probably everyone's like, she's a poser. But I did really, really like it for 2 years, and then I'll still catch up on it.
Yeah.
And I follow a lot of wrestlers on Twitter, on Instagram, like all these female wrestlers I follow on Instagram. So I know what's going on with them.
Like when you watch a wrestling, do you kind of know what they're doing? Can you like pick it apart? Are you like, oh, good clothesline?
Yeah.
Can you like critique it a little bit?
Yeah. One of the main things that happens like in wrestling, like in WWE, is that a lot of times they don't really show that they're in pain. Mm-hmm. So like what we're taught is, you know, you're working together doing this like stunt work. But one of the thing is you make the other person look strong by selling the pain. And a lot of times, like we went to see it and they just don't sell the pain because I think they all want to be like seeming strong.
Sure, yeah.
But if someone like socks you in the gut, then you got to be like, oh, and then that makes it even more believable. So it's funny to like that stuff I noticed. But I also know the like a lot of the moves. So I know what all the moves are that they're doing, and some of them I can do.
Yeah,
and some of them I can't.
You guys have to like do wrestling shit.
Yeah, we do all our own stunts. So I went from being just like a mush who basically didn't work out. I had a 1.5-year-old. And I lied in the audition, was like, I'm very athletic. and then I went into like wrestling. We wrestled 5 days a week for a month and then wrestled always on our days off from shooting. And I had like tendonitis in my knees within 2 weeks of starting. And just like my neck was in pain. Like season one, I was just covered in ice all the time. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to work out occasionally between seasons. In addition to watching wrestling, I was like, I've prepared my mind. prepare these abs underneath all this
fat. Keep my instruments in tune.
So now I do a little bit of working out so that I can get back in the ring. And then each season it's not as bad. Yeah, see, yeah, just putting them in the trash. That takes some strength to like make something, stir it, and throw it right into the trash.
Yeah, that's good.
What's your top wrestling move, the old Slap a Ding Dong?
The Oklahoma Roll.
Yeah.
That's really the name of it.
Mm-hmm. That's like a California roll with a tumbleweed in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Instead of cream cheese.
Instead of crab meat, fake crab meat. Someone would be on all fours, and I would take your arm and kind of do a little leg twisty around it and then flip through you and then pin you. It's hard to explain. But I promise that's what the Oklahoma. I really love doing it. It's really fun.
My favorite lady wrestler is called Little Debbie, and I love her Swiss rolls.
Sure.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
They're devastating.
So absolutely devastating.
I like those things with the Rice Krispies in them. What are those? It's kind of a flat chocolate thing. It's got Rice Krispies and I think caramel in the middle.
Oh, boy. So this is a baked thing or a.
It's a Little Debbie.
It's a Little Debbie. That sounds really good.
It's like a star crunch. Oh,
that's your favorite wrestling
that's
move?
That's my favorite wrestling move, yes.
Oh,
the star crunch.
What about a take five?
It's
got
it.
Nougat.
Craving.
I'm craving one.
Right
after I kill Spider-Man. after I kill Spider-Man.
Speaking,
I forgot to do the
speaking of your GLOW castmate and our friend, Kimmy Gatewood. You're actually producing a podcast with Kimmy these days. What is the nature of this podcast?
So Kimmy has a podcast called Mother of All Shows, and it's an anthropological look into motherhood with a comedic twist. Titty twist! I wrote that joke, but Kimmy is always the one who gets to say it because she's the host of the show. So I'm not like the executive producer of it, but I'm helping produce segments, and I write her little jokes and copy and do research and help along with her, the other people that work on the show. But it's so much fun, and it just came out. So it's Mother of All Shows. And so Kimmy and I became moms at the same time. And I was like trying to have a baby forever and then eventually got pregnant and had a baby. Kimmy was not trying at all, boned her husband once. Boom, pregnant.
The first time, huh? The first time they ever had sex.
Yeah. Wow. And so she was like freaking the fuck out.
He was probably pretty backed up at that point.
Yeah, sure. They'd been married
like
a while.
It was probably a real.
Yeah. Right. A lot of tahini in that.
A lot of tahini.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
But so
somebody get the pita.
We had different takes on becoming moms. And but so now it's fun. Like, she brings me on as a panelist and she brings on other guests and experts and tackles a new subject each time. And so it's called The Mother of All Shows.
Are there any sexperts on there?
Only me.
Cool. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. She knows a little bit about tahini.
Yes. That's what I sound like when I come.
Right. You sound like one of the nerd extras from Saved by the Bell.
Thank you. Oh, weren't they the best?
They were great.
I was just going to say a raccoon with glasses.
Sure. Yeah.
That was one of the extras on Saved by the Bell. I'm so
look what
scared.
I can do with my thumbs. Brian Sunny D. Fernandez is the producer of our program. That's him laughing outside the booth. You can find us on Reddit at MaximumFun.reddit.com, where you can meet the one, the only, the man, woman, or non-binary person, the legend, Curry Mango.
Curry Mango.
MaximumFun.reddit.com is where you can do that. You can like Jordan Jesse Go on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter at Jesse Thorne and at Jordan_Morris, where you can get Jordan's carefully curated feed of perfect humor jokes.
Do not look in my timeline for hummus recommendations.
Sharp, sharp, sharp stuff. Okay. What?
I'm so scared.
Non-swear word was used in your family. Call us. 206-984-4FUN. Voicemail memo us at jjgo@maximumfun.org. And I want to make something clear. Double points for nanas and meemaws.
Yeah. If you can get Nana or Meemaw on the phone.
If you can get Pop-Pop on there, get him on there. Pop-Pop's got a smartphone. It's 2019, baby.
Is Gan-Gan there? Get her on.
Gamma. Hello? Hello, telephone call for Gamma. I'd like you to use a word that's not quite a swear word, please. Yes, I'll accept the charges.
It's me, Pep Pop.
Pep Pop.
Hello, I'm Pep Pop.
Oh, Pep Pop, I'm so happy I married you.
Why do you talk like this, too?
The weird thing is that I say fuck, but I mean shit.
Okay, we'll talk to you next
time.
That's
gonna take
Jordan
a fuck.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Audience supported.